All right, we've got another lineup change now. We have dispatched the great Gordo with the wireless microphone here for a moment. We'll work in a couple of quick minutes here of wireless.
Well, this way we can get players.
The players are on the field now, and then we will still visit with Tom House, and then we may still visit with the fans on the wireless in Gordo's corner. Very fluid morning here on the show.
Number seven.
One. And Gordo says Steve number
McGee.
Seven. Oh, where are you?
He's
oh,
right
there.
Here on the field.
Okay, here's Gordo on the field. Wow, that was quick. He got down there fast.
I know, I'm trying to hurry. Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
You out here practicing for the Cowboys, right?
That's Tashard Choice.
Okay, Tashard Choice. Let me ask you about your earring. Come here. Let me ask you about your earring. Now you got one diamond in your right ear, and what do you have in your left ear?
Right.
Another diamond.
Yeah.
Now some people would say those are girl earrings.
Yeah,
volume up.
I don't know.
Are they real or are they diamond L's or cubic zirconium?
I can't tell my secret. I can't tell my secret.
Well, you seem happy this morning.
Always. God woke me up this morning. I'm good.
God woke you up this morning?
Yes, absolutely.
How did he do that?
Just doing it every day.
It was a loud blast.
You never know when's your time to go.
Did he wake you up through an alarm clock?
Nah. I actually woke up for my alarm clock.
Really? That could have been God doing that. Now, do you pray every day?
Absolutely. Got to. It's the only way I'm here.
Do you pray to beat the ass of the opponent on the field?
No, I just stay healthy. And just stay healthy and make plays. Do what's
like
in my
like Hammer
ability.
Song, pray.
You know, you can't really advance to kill somebody, but I know I like to go out and dominate.
Do you ever, like, pray that, not to kill your enemy, but to give them diarrhea, give them some malady that may not be fatal?
No, never that. Never that. I hate injuries. I hate for people to be
Do you hate
sick.
Diarrhea?
Yeah. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all.
Well, all right. Well, I hope you don't get diarrhea this season.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
What a strange send-off that was.
That's the worst well wish I think I've ever given anyone. 58.
That's Jason Williams.
Jason. You have time to talk?
No.
Oh, 79.
Robert Brewster.
Robert, hey.
He's
I want to talk to you about your chin strap beard.
About Ball State.
I'll get you out of here.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Mm. Boy, he's got some huge love handles.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
No, but I mean, he's like got weird body.
Leon Williams.
Right behind you.
Hey, Leon. Let me ask you about your beard real quick. How long did it take you to grow that?
Man, I don't even know, man.
See, that's like an advanced chin strap beard. It's kind of chin strappy, but it's a little bit bigger.
That's because he's outbearded you.
Okay, bye.
We want to know part of you.
No, 15 white.
That's Manny Johnson. We talked to him last week. How do you?
98 defense.
That's Curtis Johnson, linebacker.
Hey, Curtis, let me ask you about your tattoo because it looks similar to mine. What does it say on it?
It says one dream, one goal, one destiny.
Yeah, where did you get that? Which tattoo shop?
I got it out in Atlanta, matter of fact.
Yeah, that's where I got mine.
No, you didn't. It doesn't look nothing like mine.
I don't have any tattoos. Have you noticed that Jerry Jones has a tattoo?
No, I haven't noticed. I haven't noticed at all.
It says obey the bitch, right? No, that's not what it says. How many tattoos you got?
I got 8.
All right, I'm looking at your left arm, and it says gift right here on your forearm. Oh, God's gift. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Matching forearms, and then what does it say over here?
On this
struggle.
Forearm, it says hate, struggle, agony, and defeat. It's some of the stuff we go through as we grow up in life, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to come up out of that.
And how old were you when you got that?
Oh, I just got this this past year.
And how old were you when you got destiny as one destiny, one life?
Like 20, 21.
And you have any on your back?
No. No lower back, no upper back.
Hey, you know Brett Favre and Martellus Bennett both just sent dong photos to girls? You ever done that?
No, I don't know anything about that. I try to stay out of the media like that.
You don't take cell phone pictures of your junk and...
Not at all.
Good.
Not
good.
At all.
That's smart. Well, God bless.
All right, thank you.
Hey, and tell Tashard Choice if you see him today, tell him that you hope that he doesn't get diarrhea this season. He'll know what you're talking about.
All right. Another odd send-off.
50 blue.
Sean Lee. Welcome to Dallas.
Hey, Sean, just wanted to welcome you to Dallas again.
All right, thank
you.
You were
in San Antonio. Yeah. Good luck with your jersey.
Good luck with your jersey.
I don't know.
That's right, Kevin Ogletree.
All right, Kevin Ogletree.
Tell him, oh, what a day.
Gordon Keith here visiting with Kevin Ogletree. Oh, what a day, Kevin.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
How you doing? Things going awesome. All right?
Yeah, man, can't complain.
How many? Boy, you got a tattoo, too. What's with all you black guys with tattoos these days? I thought white guys only got tattoos.
That's a little backwards. I think the black guys get them all.
You think blacks get more tattoos than whites?
Not sure. We'll have to check that out. I'll get my statistical guy.
What about Hispanics? Where do they fit into the number of tattoos? They higher than whites?
I don't know any Hispanics, really.
You don't have even one Hispanic friend?
No.
Do you have any Asian friends?
He's been in San Antonio for 2 weeks.
I don't even have black friends.
You have no friends?
No.
All right, Kevin Ogletree. God bless.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, what a day.
Kevin Ogletree.
All right, 78 blue.
That is Josh Brent.
Hey, Josh. Want to talk to you about the hand real quick. How's it healing?
It's pretty good. Day-to-day right now.
My voice doesn't match, does it?
It looks like, it almost looks like some sort of oven mitt that you're wearing.
No, it's just a regular cast.
That's what it does, an easy bake oven.
On, cut it off every day.
But you could, like, work an easy bake oven with that thing, right?
No, I couldn't.
Like, have you ever thought of removing a casserole from a double oven with that?
No, not at all.
Is he a gentle giant?
Are you a gentle giant? Or are you a grade A jerk? You're not a jerk. You're a nice guy, right?
On the field, yeah, I'm totally jerk. Totally jerk.
You are?
On the field, totally jerk.
And how did you do that to your hand, by the way?
I'm not actually sure. I just noticed it would hurt a little bit after one of the plays.
Were you removing a pizza from the oven without that cast on, and that's how you injured your hand?
No, not at all.
All right. All right, well, I love you. Oh,
what'd he say?
He just walked away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That was... I love you.
What? I'm with you, Giorgio. His voice completely doesn't match. He's
a big old guy. Huge dude.
And he just kind of talks like this.
That was that guy that got in the supplemental draft from Illinois.
And you would not believe. I mean, like, every time I made an oven mitt joke, he looked pissed.
And then you told him you loved him?
If you're taking a casserole out of a double oven. Easy bake oven got worked
in. Look at that cast. It looks like a freaking, it's a huge mitten. It's the most comical mask. I guarantee the training staff at the Cowboys are all giggling to themselves, going, hey, watch what I'm going to put on this guy's hand.
By the way, speaking of hazing, there's a couple of rookies that got ridiculous haircuts. Did you see some of those?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
A half haircut where it's shaved on one side and long on the other. Hazing.
I don't see it. I don't see anything.
No, they're out
here
on the field.
Oh, they are. That looks like it's about it. All the players have made it out to the field.
All right, then. Well, Gordo, good job reporting from the field here in San Antonio.
Thank you.
That's the great Gordo. We'll hear from some Cowboy fans a little bit later. Up next, we'll talk pitching with the great Tom House. Have you